We often think history is just one event after another, separate
Yeah.
moments.
Yeah, like chapters in a book.
But what if there's something else? Like a, I don't know, a thread woven through it all, something we've mostly missed.
A pattern.
Exactly. That's what we're digging into today, this sort of hidden repetition, almost.
And once you see it, it really makes you look again at those big historical moments, the ones we thought we understood.
It's like finding the same kind of watermark on letters written centuries apart. And this isn't about just, finding old records that confirm what we already know. We're talking about documented sightings, pictures even.
Captured right in the middle of huge historical shifts. And it seems to start way back, around what, 1432?
Yeah, 1432, which is, well, it's not exactly a date that screams global turning point on its own, right?
No, obviously, no.
Okay.
But that seems to be the earliest point where this visual signature starts showing up near major events.
Okay, so think about something like the fall of the Bastille, total upheaval.
Right. And there are accounts, sketches from the time they show these women there in the crowd.
Women who look weirdly similar to each other, or rather, to figures seen later.
Then jump forward, way forward, Hiroshima, that
Oh,
photograph.
yeah, the one with the woman just staring at the camera, unharmed, amidst all that.
Exactly. And the resemblance, they say, is uncanny. To the Bastille figures, potentially.
The sheer impossibility, right? I mean, the same person, apparently untouched, at these two completely different catastrophic events, decades and decades apart.
It breaks conventional thinking. You can't easily explain that away.
And it doesn't stop there. We see it again. 2001, the World Trade Center.
In the footage, amidst all that horror and confusion.
There's a face, a woman looking, well, looking impossibly like the others. France, 18th century, Japan, mid-20th, now New York.
Different times, different places, but the visual link, it's just there. It's unsettlingly clear.
And what really takes this, beyond just weird stories is the facial recognition analysis.
Right. Experts looked at this using the actual science, biometrics.
And their conclusion was,
Basically,
yeah.
impossible for it to be a coincidence. That's a direct quote, essentially. Impossible.
Wow. Okay, so that adds some serious weight.
It really does. It pushes it out of the realm of folklore and into something else, something harder to dismiss.
Which leads us to this really unusual piece of information, something definitely not in the history books.
Good document.
Yeah, this supposed leaked CIA file from 1974, apparently.
And inside that document, they actually give these figures a name or a designation.
The Weavers of Time.
Weavers of Time. Yeah, I mean, you won't find that term in any official archive.
Are you kidding? And this document, what does it claim they do?
Well, that's the strange part. It suggests they've been present before pretty much every major human tragedy, every collapse.
But not causing it.
No, that's the key. Not interfering, not shaping things,
Yeah.
just watching, purely observing. Their presence, the document implies, is like a constant precursor, an omen almost, of massive societal breakdown.
So their role, if you believe this file, is just silent witnesses.
Which completely changes how you might think about those historical turning points, doesn't it? Are they just there by chance, or does their very presence mean something's about to give?
And the file gets specific about the pattern, right? It lays out details.
Very specific. Always three women, always together.
And they don't age. That's part of it, too. They look the same across centuries.
Seemingly untouched by time. And their only action, the only thing they're ever noted doing.
Is watching. Quiet observation.
Exactly. And the most disturbing correlation, their appearance happens just before things fall apart, societies, regimes
The
collapse.
consistency is what's so wild. The number three, the agelessness, the passive watching, always linked to disaster across different sources, different
It
time.
stretches belief, you know? It pushes you to think outside normal
But
explanations.
then the file, it adds another layer right at the end.
Ah, yeah. The last page. Apparently, it includes a Russian translation.
It's not just tacked on, it's like a final warning.
Pretty much. It basically says, if these women are seen again on American soil,
Then what?
then, and this is the phrase, the cycle will have restarted.
The cycle. Okay, that sounds
It
ominous.
really does. It implies this isn't linear history, but something repeating, a pattern of rise and fall.
Marked by these observers showing up again.
And what restarting the cycle would mean for us now? Well, that's deeply concerning.
So that brings us to the big question, really, for everyone listening. If this pattern holds, if they show up before major collapses.
Bastille, Hiroshima, WTC, those kinds of shifts.
What would it mean if they appeared here now on American soil? What kind of collapse, what kind of unraveling could that possibly foreshadow?
Well, if you look at the history, it's regime change, it's massive conflict, it's the start of deeply unstable eras. So their return could signal something on that scale.
A fundamental shift, maybe. Not just one disaster, but the whole system changing.
Possibly. A restructuring of, you know, the social order, political landscape, maybe the economy, something foundational.
Or maybe something more specific.
Yeah.
Given where we are now, are there parallels in past collapses that feel, I don't know, relevant?
History shows collapses come from all sorts of things, right? Internal divides getting too deep, economic crises, environmental stuff, conflicts.
So if these weavers are harbingers, the reappearance might mean several of those pressures are hitting a critical point all at once.
That's one way to interpret it. A convergence of existing weaknesses, maybe, reaching a breaking point.
It's a profoundly unsettling idea, this silent group, timeless, just appearing at the edge of the abyss over and over.
And the fact they don't interfere, that raises huge questions, too. If they just watch, why? What's the purpose?
Are they just chroniclers watching some grand cycle we're barely aware of?
Maybe. A cycle suggesting our whole idea of constant progress might be, well, wrong.
So let's recap the core pieces here, these unchanging figures.
Always three, apparently ageless.
Their consistent presence right before historical breaking points.
The weavers of time theory from that alleged file.
And that really chilling warning about the cycle restarting if they reappear here.
It paints this picture of history having this deeper rhythm, almost invisible to us.
Witnessed only by these silent sentinels.
A rhythm that maybe repeats. Collapse, rebuild, collapse again, and they mark the turning points.
So as you think about all this, this centuries-long pattern, this silent observation just before the fall, and that specific warning about their return. Here's the final thought, the really disquieting one. Given everything, what if they have already been seen? What if the cycle's already restarted?